Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. And in this episode, we're going to share with you some new information that we hope will help you in planning your future Disney vacation. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, Client Services Manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Kloos.
Good morning, everyone.
Agent Consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And back in our production facility, we have our producer, Craig Williams.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you, everybody at home, for joining us. We wanted to put together a show that would encompass or encapsulate a lot of new information that's been released. We're recording this show in early July. We're hoping to get it up quickly because we think the information's timely. But we also think that this is stuff that's sort of come out in the last couple of weeks that we think is important to share with you guys to help you in planning a future trip. It's probably information you've gotten other places, probably a little bit of time, bits and pieces, but we think maybe sort of bringing them all together will help you further.
With our own unique spin and flair.
With our own unique spin, with our style. All right. Our first bit of style is big news. The big news is everyone's been waiting for this for a very long time. 2019 Walt Disney World packages can finally be booked. You know, everyone gets anxious. When can I book next year? When can I book next year? We did a whole show on this, and pretty much we're right on the money. Mid to end of June, you'll see the following year's packages open up, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and we don't have the entire year yet. So we can book, it's so strange, but we can book 499 days from your checkout date. So at this point, where we are here in early July, I think we're booking to somewhere around early November, early to mid-November. Yeah. So these will continue to open up. So it's just, if you want to go Christmas of 2019, not yet.
So here's what's interesting, right? This 499-day thing has got to be some kind of Disney system, legacy system restriction that they have. Because why you think, well, open all of 2019. Just make it January 1st to December 31st. That should be make it easier for everybody, right? But it's also not true in that it's not always 499 days in advance, like when you're waiting for 2019. Like, why isn't, you know, why wasn't January available 500 days before?
Right. Like, instead of having a big, we're releasing 2019 packages, why isn't it a rolling date?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's Disney.
Yeah, and I know they have to put their packages together and their pricing together.
I think
together.
That's part of it, too, deciding what the packaging is going to be, what the pricing is going to be, and what they're going to include in the packages this year. Because we could book room-only reservations sooner than that, which is kind of a pain. I wish they would either open it up and you can book everything or you can book nothing.
Right.
Because if you book a room-only reservation earlier, once the packages are released, you have to change that to a package reservation, but you just don't move over your deposit. The room only has to be canceled. You make a brand new reservation for a package and apply a new deposit.
Right.
Why put you or us through that? Like, just
so people who are doing that, you're not really getting a head start.
Yeah, they think you're securing.
Well, you are, because they will guarantee the room availability.
Yeah.
So even though you have to cancel, they'll guarantee the room availability. And so sometimes if I have somebody looking for a room that's difficult to get. But for the most part, I recommend everybody, let's just wait till the packages are out. If a package is what you want, we'll just wait for it. We don't see big availability issues, you know, when packages are first released. The only thing we will see sometimes is standard rooms at some of the resorts that would be popular for groups. So there was a period of time, I think it was maybe late March, where we noticed standard rooms were not available at some of the value resorts. Coronado's famous for this too, or because there's a convention center over there.
Right.
So if you're planning a convention and you're holding space, chances are you're holding, you know, the standard room.
Yes, absolutely,
so, yeah. You know, availability will switch. So, I mean, for the most part, there's not, you know, it's not a big deal to wait. It's a real pain the way that whole thing works. It's like room only and package is two different companies at Disney.
Yeah. If you book a hotel room in advance, let's say you want to book now 2020, if the price changes, you're going to have to pay the new price, right? Or do you lock in?
Yeah,
the
so I
price?
Can only, at this point, even with room only, I think we're locked into that 499 days, if I'm not mistaken. So I can't book a room only yet for 2020.
Right.
So they'll announce when we can start doing that. And in the beginning, when they're first out, there's that period of time where they tell you the price is not guaranteed.
Yes. I guess that's so, what I was getting at.
Yes, exactly. So you've got the inventory. So if it's a difficult to get room, you've got the inventory. And then you add villas into that. If you're somebody who wants one of the villa resorts, they have a totally different release time. Yeah. Typically, we're seeing those about 7 months before you travel, sometimes 10 or 11 months, but often not until 7 months. Once DVC's kind of done their thing, I'm guessing there's some deal between resorts or travel company and vacation club. So it gets really convoluted, but...
Is there anything unusual we're seeing for packages for 2019?
No, they were pretty standard this year. We didn't notice big price increases. For the most part, I think dining plans, right, for adults stayed the same. Kid dining plans increased by a dollar or two a night. There weren't really big changes, so it was pretty standard. I think there are changes to come to packages, I will say that. I have no authority on this, and this is nothing but my opinion, but I think we're going to see pricing for dining plan, maybe tickets. There's been some rumors about this, about them kind of going to like popularity dates. So like, you know, having tier pricing based on.
Oh, okay.
So I think,
they're doing it now with tickets.
Right.
Tickets are on a tier based on crowds and anticipated.
For Magic Kingdom only.
Yeah.
I kind of see that there might be some changes. I'm surprised that there weren't changes to the dining plan prices. I think we may still see those. I think also they might be holding back a little bit with Galaxy Edge opening next year. I still think we're going to see some adjustments to the packages. That's why we always say book early. You know, you lock in your 2019 package, you're locking in the price of your tickets, the price of your dining plan. Now, if there's discounts later and we change your package to a discount, we have to pay current price on those things. But if there's no discount later, which just happened recently, a discount came out, but because some of my clients had booked before ticket price increases, their current price was actually better than with the current promotion. So even though you think at this point I don't have a discount, why book? You might sort of have a discount because you're paying,
ticket,
dining price. You're locking in pricing before it increases. We don't see resort price change often. Occasionally it does. But for the most part, those tickets and dining, you're locking in the price.
Something that happened early on, they asked the agents what they were finding as far as packages. I don't know if this is still the case, but they said early February for 2019, all of the All-Star resorts are gone. They can't find any availability for, and then also the end of March.
I think that's changed a little bit. I think there were some issues when it first opened. Sometimes we see that for whatever reason, there's dates that don't get loaded or inventory that doesn't get loaded. So I think it was partly that, but we also know that for one set of those dates that we know there's some kind of a cheerleading competition or something going on. So I think it's back to that group space being held.
Okay.
And so
that's what the original thought was. It was for cheers and cheers.
I think there were a couple things happening to create a little bit of a perfect storm during that time.
And then there was no premium campsites from January 14th through January 22nd.
That wouldn't surprise me. Campsites tend to book earlier, especially over the winter months. So that wouldn't surprise me necessarily. It also could have been an inventory issue because you have to remember if somebody's booking a campsite, chances are they're not booking a package. So they would have booked those probably months before packages were released.
They were able to do it.
So that wouldn't surprise me if that was the case.
Just weird. You know, I'm always amazed when something's like, okay, they just released it, but you can't get it.
Right. And that's the thing because they didn't just release the inventory. And that's what I'm saying. Like, have it all or nothing. You either can do packages and rooms now or you can't. So open the inventory all at once.
Yep.
Campsites are the exception. So when I was talking about rooms and packages, you may want to book early.
And I think when you talk about, being some kind of convention group or cheer, I can understand them wanting to open those up earlier to people.
Right.
But so let that be the exception.
Right.
Just you're the ones who can book it early and lock in that pricing.
Yeah.
All right. In addition to 2019 packages coming out, Disney's released some 2018 discounts for the rest of 2018. So what we have, I believe, is that Disney is having trouble filling hotel rooms, especially towards the end of this year. So two packages that are out, and they're kind of almost the exact same package, just marketed a little different, is the Magical Holidays Vacation Package, and then there's the Kids Size Magical Holidays Package. Book through December 24th, 2018. Stays most Sunday through Thursday nights from October 8th through November 16th. And then November 24th through December 13th.
Yeah.
So skipping Thanksgiving.
They actually, when they first released the promotion, they said it went to December 13th, and then they changed that. So I think the discounts are actually going all the way up to December 24th. Okay. I got to say, though, what surprised me is, it kind of didn't surprise me, there's not a lot of inventory. So they released this discount, and I would guess, out of all of my clients, I was able to get it for less than 10%. Of the total. And I'm hearing that from other agents too. There was almost no availability with this discount. So it was kind of like, why did you come out with this discount when you don't have rooms to fill?
Could it be because they're limiting it to Sunday through Thursday? And most
well, that's only the one part. So it doesn't matter with a room discount. If you're staying Saturday to Saturday and it's Sunday to Thursday, you would still get it for the nights. Like the room discount goes per night. It doesn't go by the package start date. So you would still get it. But there was almost no inventory. What we do with discounts, what all of our agents do this, is once the release day comes, we see who can we get it for, and then you keep a list. So then the next day, okay, who can I get it for? So I've been able to add a couple on since then. You check it every day, sometimes a couple times a day, just to see, because inventory changes all the time. But it was very limited. And in some dates, the discount was 10%. 10% at a value resort. Mm-hmm. You know, we were saving sometimes, you know, a client $50, $60, which is, I mean, a saving still.
Yeah, it's a meal.
But they're not having big inventory issues in the fall. Maybe some of the higher price room categories.
Well, what I wanted to say was interesting about this is they always give out sample pricing. Mm-hmm. They're very specific to give All Star, Coronado, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and Saratoga Springs.
Oh, interesting.
So I understand Coronado and Saratoga Springs, and maybe at the All Stars, but interesting that the Animal Kingdom Lodge is something they would highlight.
Yeah.
Maybe just because they thought, well, we better throw something in there that people want to stay, actually want to go to.
Coronado, I could see because of construction.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Caribbean Beach was thrown in there because of construction. The All Stars are starting room renovations. Maybe that's part of it. I think they had very specific inventory in mind, and I almost wish they would just say that. They would say, look, we've got space at resort A, B, C, and D, and that's where it is. Instead of releasing these blanket, and then it's like an Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure out what specific date you may get a room or you may not get a room. Just be upfront and honest with us. Tell us, look, this is the space we're trying to fill, and let us go try to fill it for you.
I've had that conversation with them for years.
Yeah, it just seems like it's this weird game of cat and mouse they play. Right. And it's like you're making it way harder on yourself.
That's true across the board. That's true across product. That's true across all of Disney. It's like we're going to tell you only what we want to tell you. And then you have to beg, borrow, and plead to get the rest of the information.
And you're kind of like you're guessing to fill in the blanks and try to. It's like, you know how much more effective our partnership would be if you actually communicated to us your needs.
Yep.
Because I got to tell you, if I know these are the weeks, I can go to my clients. And I can say, I know which ones are flexible. I know which ones that might change resorts. Right. I can help you out.
Or even approach clients. Listen, I don't know if you're even thinking about going to Disney, but there's some sales this week.
Exactly.
Or promotions.
Can you imagine if we could say that show? You know, they release to us and say, okay, look, we're having issues. These are the space we have inventory. So we do a show and say, okay, look, if you want it.
They do it a little bit with Cruise Line. They're Cruise Line. But the problem I have with Cruise Line is then that goes really fast. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we have, you know, category 5A's on this sailing is a reduced price. And then, you know, there's maybe one or two available.
And even then, though, you're it's a little bit of detective work to figure it out. So they'll release, when they're doing Florida resident rates or when they're doing IGT or OGT, VGT. So you kind of look for those things and you find them. It's like, oh, okay, we know that these sailings are going to have availability because they're having issues filling them. So you're still doing a little bit of sleuth work. Yeah. It's silliness.
I know. It's great, especially because if you're going to micro-target, let's do it.
Right.
If you're going to say, well, I need to fill these dates in this resort, let's just do it.
Yeah, don't play at it. Yeah. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it.
So another discount that's available is actually at Disneyland. Disneyland's having an end of summer discount. Save up to 30% on premium rooms or 25% on standard rooms at Disney's Grand California Hotel and Spa. Up to 25% on premium rooms and 20% standard rooms at Disneyland. So you get the picture. Yeah. Different savings at different
resorts. I think Paradise Pier was
10%.
10% for some dates, yeah.
Must be booked by September 13th with travel completed by September 28th. This doesn't surprise me. We know that Disneyland is having some trouble at the end of this year, mm-hmm. in the fall, trying to get their rooms filled. And we are still waiting on 2019 Disneyland.
Yeah, we always see that later, I think.
July,
I think it's July 15th. Into August. Is it July 15th?
I was saying mid-July. I have no idea.
I know it used to sometimes go into August, but I think they're not going to do that anymore. I think we should see them July.
So, you know, again, this is, you're getting the picture into what's happening at Disney and how they need to fill their hotel rooms. So, similar is all of 2019 Disney Cruise Line itineraries are now available to book. Typical Disney fashion, Disney Cruise Line fashion, they release these in blocks.
So it just feels like you just get through a release, and then there's another one. Like, Disney's to the point now where they're almost, it's like, just release the flipping things, will you? Like, stop playing games with me.
Now they're doing it over 3 or 4 days.
Right. So a release is now become, it's not release day anymore, it's release week. Starts the week before. The good thing, though, is, and I will applaud them for this, is that they're starting to give us notice.
Yes.
So we're finding out on a Thursday that release is going to start on Monday, and that's a huge difference for us.
Because then gives we can pre-screen our clients.
Exactly. It gives us a few days to communicate. This is what they're going to do. Because when you were just dropping it, and so you were dropping the information at the same time you're opening it for bookings, it was impossible for us to stay caught up and ahead. It was almost like they were trying to shock and awe us. But at least now with some advance warning, we can prepare so that, you know, Monday's platinum, Tuesday's gold, Wednesday's silver, and Thursday's
not just
everybody.
Us, but everybody can. Everybody, people who don't book through us too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, using that information.
Yeah.
Nothing shocking, I think, about itineraries. One piece of information that was released this past week was that their Disney Cruise Line is going to be going back to Tortola in August, which is a big deal. Tortola took a big hit during hurricane season, had a lot of damage. So we're excited to see the cruise ships return to those Caribbean islands and you know, help with those economies. Yeah. So
if you're wondering, when can I book 2020? That is probably usually around October.
2020 Disney Cruise Line.
Disney Cruise Line. Usually around October, we'll see another release. And that'll be for the first quarter of 2020. It won't be any of the summer stuff, usually, assuming that they're going to continue with the same pattern they've had around October, maybe early November this year. We'll see early 2020.
Yep. Let me just scroll down real quick because I know we have something we're going to talk about that's not exactly in my news here. Okay, so that's sort of the newsy stuff I wanted to cover for people. What's the matter?
You don't like I would like to just plug ABD.
Okay, go ahead.
There are still some early booking discounts available. I found early booking discounts for a party this morning. That ends July 6th. It doesn't matter if they're sold out or not. They're going to end July 6th. There will be no more. So if you're interested in booking, we can still, and you're able to play with dates, we can usually find you.
Absolutely. Let your agent know if you're flexible on your dates, because that's a big deal. You know, they can try either way, a couple of different trips, and see what has the...
Moving this party a week, she told me she was flexible, and by moving her a week, I was able to find her entire party the booking discount.
That's awesome. Surprising with ABD. Usually they went really, really fast, but I think they had a lot more trips released very early on this year.
The New Japan trip sold out so quickly, they added new dates.
Mm-hmm. And what they did was, they didn't get the same negotiated rates as the original trips, so these new trips are crazy expensive.
They are much more expensive than the original dates released in May.
Yeah.
But it's because the original dates were negotiated a year ago. They didn't expect this level of interest, so the new dates were just recently negotiated.
So again, that does it sort of with what I'm considering sort of news to help you book your travel and things to think about when you're thinking about booking a trip. Maybe looking for a discount. One other sort of new thing that's come up. Tracy's had a chance to stay at a renovated room at Port Orleans Fringe Quarter. So we wanted to talk to her a little bit about that, what she thought of these renovated rooms over there.
I should qualify first and say French Quarter is probably my sentimental favorite resort on property. It's I spent a lot of time there with Ben when he was younger. It's a smaller resort. It's quiet. There was always a special appeal to me. So I love it there. So I did ask for a renovated room, and I was easily able to get one. The renovations are almost completely done at this resort. They're now on Building 7. It's the last building, and they expect to be done somewhere around the middle to end of July. So you're going to get a renovated room now because they're not going to put you in the room they're still work or in the building they're still working on. So everybody's getting renovated rooms. It was a little disappointing, I have to say, because I've been in the renovated rooms at Pot and Coronado, and those were both pretty drastic changes. Over at French Quarter, there weren't as drastic of changes. So
more of a refresh than a-
Yeah, well, they did change the floor, so the carpets are gone. So they have I'm guessing it's laminate flooring down. It does have a nice inlay pattern around it, though, so I thought it was a little neat, a little bit different than some of the other resorts. It seemed to me like the headboards are still the same that were there before. They did raise the beds, so they have the mattress on the platform, so you could put luggage and stuff underneath, which I think is a great feature. You know, it's the flat screen TV and the more open chest with the freezer or the fridge in it. And they do have an actual fridge in the rooms now, not just that cool box they used to have. General layout of the room is exactly the same. You know, the table with the two chairs, where the TV is, the little green bench that was there underneath the hook on the wall, or the shelf with the hooks on the wall. Bathroom was the exact same layout, so they didn't change anything there. They didn't go with like the stand-up shower or any larger space. So outside of it, it's all basically the same, just with new furnishings, changing the floor, changed the drapery a little bit, made it probably a little bit more muted than it was before.
Did they do any of those really good touches at Coronado with the plug situation?
Yeah, so like at the table in between the beds, there's, you know, USB ports there, as well as a couple extra, so really convenient there. Same thing over on the chest of drawers underneath the TV. Again, you know, more plugs and stuff there. Only a regular plug or electric by the table, so that's where I work, so not any USB or anything going on over there. But nice.
It feels like they made the choice to completely go with the different style of rooms after they finalize the plans for this one, because it really doesn't match at all what they ended up going with for Coronado, Pop, what we'll see at All Stars. It felt like they were like, oh, we'll just do these minor little upgrades. And then right after they finalized that and they got that permission to do that, then they're like, no, now we're going to do it completely different.
Yeah, and they did, and this one was after some of the others, so you think they would have, you know, because there's a basic, not theme, but there's a process to what they're doing everywhere else, where you can see really modern touches and upgrades in the other resorts.
Maybe they're on a schedule. Maybe it depends on where it falls in the life cycle of this resort and when it was last rehabbed.
Maybe.
This is a refresh, and next time it might be completely redo.
Now, you know, furnishings, some furnishings and stuff were replaced. So it definitely wasn't just a soft goods type thing. It does have, you know, just the white sterile beds now. There's no spread or even, you know, the thing that they put along the end.
A scarf.
No. There's no bed scarves.
bed scarf.
But, I mean, these beds
are...
I'd
like to be able to contribute.
Yeah. These beds are comfortable. You know, they're two queen beds in the room. So
comfort is much more important than a scarf.
Than a scarf. Because the scarf, you know where I put the scarf. In the drawer.
Exactly. I learned something about renovation going on, part of the new stuff going on at Coronado that I didn't know. You're probably all going to go to me. Oh, yeah, we knew that months ago. But there's going to be a rooftop restaurant at Coronado that's going to have a 360-degree view of Walt Disney World. I did not know that.
Hello, John. This is day-old news.
Is that what it is? No. How long did you know it?
When you told me.
When I told you. I did not know that. Yeah. I was surprised by that.
I'm excited to see what they're all... a lot of the resorts need it. I know there's different opinions out there, but I think change is good sometimes. And what they're doing over at Coronado, what was funny was Chris and I both said when we were at French Quarter, it was like, oh, okay, it's nice, but I think we would have liked it more had we not already seen what was happening elsewhere. But we think, oh, is Coronado going to have to become our favorite resort? That's going to be a problem.
That's
going to be weird. Because we really like what they did with the room there. The room really works for us, the way that we live in the room. So it's like, oh.
I'm surprised Disney hasn't gone to the no carpeting look way before this.
Right. You would have thought, like, carpet would be a problem. Maybe it just hides enough that you don't.
No.
Because there's no hiding anything with these floors.
That's also purchasing power, you know. Yeah. You purchase all this carpet, and they're just going to use it, and that's it.
They probably had warehouses of it.
Yeah, and now they're going to use linoleum everywhere.
And so we know that there's going to be doing their All-Stars
as redecorating from the 50s.
Yeah.
Big
yeah, it's all back. So we know they're going to be doing the same thing with the All-Stars that they did over at Pop Century. So they're starting, doing one at a time. I think we're going to be probably into mid to late 19 before, maybe even later than that, before they're all done. They'll start one at a time, building by building, like they've been doing. It's exciting. The rest of the resort, it's been a bit since I've stayed there, so I'll tell you a couple things that I noticed that were different that, again, could be old news. I noticed that they upgraded around where the pool, they put in, there's a really nice splash area, play area for younger kids by the pool. I think it's been there for a while, but it was a little bit new to us. Mm-hmm. The food court, they updated just kind of the layout a little bit. Looked to me like the menus had been updated. It had become, in its old reincarnation, not our favorite food court anymore. Like, there were some things that needed some tweaking there. So it looks like they've done some... I haven't been
there in a long time. Yeah. Did they keep the big Mardi Gras head?
They did. Yeah, there's still the big Mardi Gras head above.
Just now they're filled with spiders.
Not in the food court, though.
That's exactly what
it is. Is that what you thought when you looked at those? I just saw the spiders in
there. Yeah. We also, they have that Scat Cat lounge there, and we have enjoyed it a couple of times now with something we had never done before. But you just kind of a little quiet area off the food court where you can sit and have a decent drink. They have a separate menu where they're bringing out, like, you know, Chris there last night had buffalo wings. Yeah. So just a little bit of a...
Yeah, they added a small plates menu, right. I want to say maybe a month or two ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it seemed really popular. There was several people there enjoying it, and we really liked the space. It kind of took you out of the hustle and bustle. Mm-hmm. And
I've
reasonable.
Always liked that resort.
I think it was $11 for these buffalo wings, and it was a decent-sized portion. So it certainly wasn't out of line.
Sounds good. All right.
I still love it. So I still love that resort. The room doesn't work for me the way that the Coronado room worked. And so if I have to change favorite resorts in the moderate category, I'm going to be disappointed. But
one of the things I loved, I was the rooms on the corner had those corner windows, yes. And that gets put so much light into the room.
Yeah.
Made those rooms bright. Excellent. Thank you, Tracy. I will leave you to your angst of figuring out which now is your most favorite.
I know. What was me?
Do I have to change favorite resorts?
Excellent. Thank you guys for helping me out with that conversation. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.